Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have a dear friend, Phyllis, and her son happened to watch it on the news and knows that his mother's on oxygen. Mm-hmm. So he parked, he couldn't get through in the neighborhood, so he parked across the street and met a neighbor who took him through the backyards for a couple blocks and then brought him to his mother's house, and she could hook up, he could hook up the oxygen electric to the generator for her oxygen. So she was safe. But without him, I don't think she would have made it, you know.
One of many stories from last night's storms. That one came from Downers Grove. Of course, the cleanup is well underway. We're going to talk to the fire chief from Naperville coming up in just a few minutes, I'd say about 15 minutes or so, here on Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, on a phone line now is Boyce Tankersley from the Chicago Botanic Garden to talk trees in the wake of the storm and in the midst of the drought. Boyce, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, so I know you know we want to talk drought situation, but given the storms last night, it occurs to me that you might have some advice for people who've got damaged limbs. For example, I've got a limb on a, I'll just call it a weed tree, Boyce. I don't even know, but it's over my deck. It's about 30 feet, and it's cracked at the stump or at the trunk. It's not quite separated, but I could pull it down if I wanted to. I'm worried about, I've got a cardinal's nest with some baby cardinals under it, but I could just pull it off of its connection there. Is that a wise thing to do, or is there a proper way to separate these severed limbs?
Yeah, the situation you're describing is in the industry referred to as a widow maker. So I wouldn't advise you or any of the audience reach up and just pull it off. Those limbs, especially when they're leafed out like this, weigh quite a bit, and you can't control the direction where they're going to come down. The best advice is to hire an expert to get up on a ladder and take it down safely, correctly. And they can make the cuts that will ensure that the tree heals up correctly.
Yeah, so it does need to be cut. It's better if it's cut in one way or another.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and I understand the widowmaker thing because I have run from limbs I've been pulling down before in my past.
I've done that.
You've done that. Yeah. You're supposed to know better.
And I know better, yes.
So I have some pine trees in my back. Again, I called them, I think, in a note to you, an Austrian pine. I looked up what Austrian pines look like. That's not it either. But they're just really tall, maybe 75 feet. The pine boughs start maybe a third or quarter of the way up. It does. I mean, they're tall. They're big trees.
Sure.
They haven't been overly green in the past couple of years. You know, some of the needles turn green, but not as much as they used to. I guess my question about that, and I think others would have a similar question, is when a tree is that big, how do you, or is there sense in watering it?
Well, yeah. Well, a tree that big, is somebody's put a lot of investment into getting it up to that size. So my gut feeling is something that large is always going to add to your landscape.
Oh, sure.
Add to your home value. You know, a good soaking goes a long way towards helping things green up. So by a good soaking, I'm talking you put on an average about an inch of water a week to every 10 days during the drought period. And I prefer to use a soaker hose instead of something that sprays up in the air like a sprinkler or those sorts of things. During the our dry heat that we were experiencing the last couple of weeks, you'll lose about 60 to 70% of the water that you put out evaporates before it hits the ground.
So even if you have a tree that's 65 feet, you can, and you just water the ground around it, you're doing good for the tree.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I did not know that. I thought the roots were so deep that it wouldn't have helped much. Okay, we've got a few calls, too, Boyce. Do you mind taking some calls here?
Oh, not at all.
Here we go. We'll start with Scott in Woodstock, of all things. That's an appropriate name. Scott, well, I just cut off Boyce. Can we reconnect with Boyce?
Hello.
My problem there, Scott, my fault. What's your question for Boyce once we get him back?
My question was, we planted a whole bunch of new trees in the subdivision. And of all the trees, one of them is starting to turn brown. Now, I feel that the drought probably had a lot to do with it, but can we try to save it or what?
How long has it been planted? How long ago did you plant it?
We planted it last fall.
Okay, so let's try this again. Can you lock Scott for me, and we'll bring... talking a little shop on the air. Our voice is back connected here, so let's try again. We're going to do this. We good, Iridian? Okay, Boyce, welcome back. Sorry about that.
So, not a problem.
Scott from Woodstock planted some trees a couple of years ago. One of them is turning brown. He thinks it's the drought. Scott, how did I do?
Pretty good, except for not a couple of years, last year.
Last year, I'm sorry. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. So there's two things going on. One, there's a drought, but we have a contributing factor, which is that was really hard, cold freeze that we got in February last winter. And that, in a lot of cases with trees and shrubs, we noticed that it got cold enough that the bark on the trunk would actually crack. Now then, for a tree that's been in the ground for, let's say, 3 or 5 years, it'll go ahead and heal up on its own most of the time. But something that's just been planted within the last year, I would say a little TLC and some nice water and maybe dilute fertilizer during the summertime will help it recover.
Thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Good day.
I'm sorry. Had a little trouble tripping over my own tongue, boys. Okay, let's try another one. Annette is calling from Riverwoods. Annette, welcome.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. What can we do for you?
Okay, just lately, I mean, we have lost so many big trees, and even, like, this weekend, like, we looked around our property, and probably, like, four more, like, huge oak trees are dead, and it's, like, unbelievable. Like, it's, you know, I mean, we're soaking them, we're, you know, we're always, you know, trying to do something, you know? But, like, why are we losing so many trees? Or is there anything we can do?
It seems, you know? Right, Annette, if a tree has made it this long through such disparate weather, that a one drought situation might not do it in. Boyce?
Well, you know, you've got a good point. So with the really large trees like you're describing, typically the joke in construction was you could do anything you want to the root systems, and the tree won't die for 3 or 4 years. So the contractors will be well over the horizon before the tree dies. So for trees like you're describing, something's been going on for a number of years, at least 3 to 5 years. And it could be a change in grade. It could be some new landscaping. It could be a landscaper putting in an irrigation system around the root systems a little too close. There are some pests and diseases, but mostly for big mature oak trees, those are aggravations, not really a cause of death in our area.
Has something changed around the house, Annette?
No. We water ourselves, you know, like we don't have any in-ground sprinklers, and we water every day. I don't know. It's like scary, you know. I mean, we love our trees.
So this would be something where I would recommend that you get a professional to come out and take a look at your trees, because again, you've got a lot of investment in some really big, nice trees. Something's going on, and you don't want that trend to continue. If you're losing one, and then you're losing more than one.
Listen, Annette, I'm glad you called. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Boyce, it was great to talk to you. I hope we can talk again. There's a lot of people who didn't get their questions in, so clearly it's great interest. Will you come back?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, be well. Enjoy your week.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We are going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.